But if you can turn with me in God's Word to Joshua chapter 14. We said we want to start the part of this message today and then, God willing, finish it off next Sunday. It is under the title, Give Me This Mountain. Really, it is a prayer. It is a request based on the Word of God. So Joshua chapter 14, take time just to read this whole chapter. Joshua chapter 14, verse 1. And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance to them. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the nine tribes and for the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of the two tribes and half tribe to the other side Jordan. But unto the Levites he gave none inheritance among them. For the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore, they gave no part unto the Levites in the land, save cities to dwell in, with their suburbs, for their cattle and for their substance. As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came on to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again, as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land where all my feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjath Arba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. Amen. We know the Lord will add his blessing to the reading of his word. We'll just unite together in prayer and still our hearts at the throne of grace. Our Heavenly Father and Eternal God, as we come before thy word, we confess and we acknowledge that we stand on holy ground. We ask of thee, O God, that thou wilt even speak. We pray, O God, we'll have that spirit of Caleb, those who will wholly follow the Lord will have boldness and confidence to come to the throne of grace and to ask thee of great and mighty things. We thank thee, O God, that thou dost one who hears and answers prayer. We thank thee, thou said, call upon me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Therefore, Lord, bless us. Undertake for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Whenever the children of Israel had entered into the land of Canaan, a land which God gave to them by promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we discover in Joshua chapter 13 through 14, the land was divided by Joshua among the tribes of Israel, allocating their inheritance. When it came to the inheritance from verse 6 onwards of the tribe of Judah, there was a man named Caleb who was a member of that tribe. God had promised Caleb for his inheritance a mountainous area called Hebron, along with its surrounding areas. Hebron was a city that stood in an area south of Jerusalem. As a place, Hebron had been long associated with the Lord's people. It was first mentioned in Genesis chapter 13 as one of the dwelling places of Abraham. But years later, because of Israel's departure into Egypt, Hebron again fell into the hands of the Canaanites. But soon after their deliverance from Egypt, an entrance into the land of promise at the command of God, under Joshua's leadership, Israel retook the land. And in relation to Mount Hebron, Caleb, that mighty man of God, that servant of the Lord, he comes with boldness. He comes with confidence. And he says to Joshua, "Now, therefore, give me this mountain." In other words, let me now enter in and enjoy mine inheritance. All that the Lord has promised me, all that God has given to me, let me take it now and enjoy it. And as we look at this thought, as we look at these words, there are many wonderful lessons to learn for the people of God, not just as a whole congregation, but also individually, because we have an inheritance. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the Lord Jesus Christ. There are blessings for God's work, and there are blessings individually. But every blessing comes by promise, comes by our union in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this year, may it be a year, not only as a congregation, but also as individuals, may we claim the promises of God. May we say to the Lord spiritually, give me this mountain, the area of Walthamstow that we labour in. Give me this mountain. Give me this place. Lord, you've given us this place to serve in, this place to labour in. Therefore, give us this mountain and its surrounding areas. Give us this place and its people for thine honour, for thy glory. Lord, you've established a work in this part of your vineyard. You've planted here a work for thine own sake. Therefore, give us this mountain. Give us Walthamstow for thine honour, for thy glory. Give us London for the things of God, for the furtherance of the gospel. Even the area you live. Lord, give me this mountain. Give me this neighbourhood. Give me my work colleagues. Give me my neighbours. Give me my community, where you've planted me, where you've put me, where you've placed me. Lord, give me this mountain. Because as we find, while Hebron was promised to Caleb, yet Caleb still had to go and battle for it. It was his, but in order to take it, he had to defeat the enemies. And men and women in our lives individually and as a congregation, there will be battles to face. There will be obstacles. There will be challenges in the work. There will be those difficulties that we must come. But God has given us an area to serve in. God has given us people to serve. And therefore, may this be our prayer. Give me this mountain. Give me this place. Give me this people for thine honor, for thy glory. Let this be our prayer for this new year and throughout this year, for the work in London, for the souls of men and women. Now, therefore, give me this mountain. Give me this city and its citizens, its place and its people and its surrounding areas for thine own name's sake, O Lord. Notice, as we think of this phrase, give me this mountain. Notice the first 3 points today. Caleb's claim. When Caleb spoke to Joshua about his inheritance, he had every right to say, now therefore, give me this mountain. The land of Canaan was appointed by God for his people. The promises go right back to Genesis 12, when the Lord spoke to Abraham when he was in Canaan. We learn in Genesis 12, the end verses 6 through 7, and the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared to Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. This land that God had promised to give his people is recorded in Exodus chapter 3 verse 8 as a good land and large, a land that is flowing with milk and honey. Numbers 13 describes the fruit of the land, the clusters of grapes, and much more. Numbers 14 verse 7 shows it is an exceeding good land. And so this land that God had promised his people, had covenanted unto them through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob on down, was a land of plenty, a land of good things, a land of abundance. Why? Because God gives the best for his people. God gives the good things to his people to enjoy. And it was this exact land that the Lord gave his people. And it's now in Joshua chapter 13 through 14. It's now being divided among the tribes. We're thinking of Caleb from the tribe of Judah. And verse 9, surely the land whereof thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance. And therefore Caleb, as he comes now to Joshua, he has every right to claim his inheritance. He has a claim to the land, and he says to Joshua, now give me this mountain. It's interesting to note that Joshua in the Old Testament, we've looked at this in previous weeks, how his name means Jehovah is salvation, or Jehovah saves. And he is a type of Christ. Again, remember the name of the Lord, the name Jesus, it means Jesus saves or salvation. And the name Joshua in the Old Testament and the name Jesus in the New Testament, that is the counterpart. They both have the same meaning. Jesus is salvation, or Jehovah is Savior. And it's a wonderful lesson, because both speak of a mighty deliverer. Both speak of one who leads the people on to victory. Just in the Old Testament, God blessed the people through Joshua. He led them into battle. He led them into victory. He led them into blessing. So the Lord blesses his people. Blessings are enriched by the Lord Jesus. He is our conqueror. He is our deliverer. He leads his people on. And so Joshua was divinely appointed to lead the people into the land and distribute the blessings of the Lord. And we see the type, the picture in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are blessed through him. We are complete in him. All that God gives us is through the Lord Jesus Christ, our greater Joshua, our great Savior. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 22. Ye are Christ's. Colossians 2, verse 10, we are complete in him. All we have and all we need for salvation and service is supplied by Christ's glorious person and his gospel ministry. The enjoyment of blessings is because of Christ and through Christ. And therefore, Joshua, as the chosen one, is now approached by Caleb. And Caleb comes to him, his captain, his deliverer, the one chosen by God to claim his inheritance, to claim his promise. And we learn in verse 13, Joshua blessed him and gave Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance. And therefore, beloved, we approach the throne of grace in prayer to our heavenly Joseph, our heavenly Joshua, the Lord Jesus Christ, because we have every right to claim the purchased blessings. As the adopted sons and daughters of God, we have entered into all the rights and the privileges of the people of God. Christ has secured blessings for his people. He loadeth us daily with benefits. All that belongs to Christ belongs to his people, because his people are one with him. And therefore, when Christ purchased blessings upon the cross, he purchased them for all his people. And now we come to him and we ask for these blessings. Give me this mountain. Give me these blessings. All that you've purchased for me, I want to enjoy them. I want to be enriched by them. I want to be encouraged by them. I want to be edified with them. Oh, we have the blessings. We are blessed more than tongue can ever tell. We have been pardoned. We walk with God. We have an everlasting home in heaven. We have one who hears and one who answers prayer. May our desire this be to claim more of what God has given us through the Lord Jesus Christ, not just as a church, but also as individuals. May there be that spiritual growth. May each and every one of us come and say, Lord, give me this mountain. You have a claim to come to God in prayer. You've a claim to come to the Word of God and lay hold upon the promises of God and say, Lord, do as thou hast said. Give me this mountain. Maybe come for this work and pray for this area that God has given us to labor in. God has brought you to this very place to serve him. The mums and dads, the boys and girls, the people in this area. Pray, Lord, give us this mountain. Give us this place of service. This place that you've put a work in. This place that you've caused your name to be preached. Give us it for thine honor, for thy glory. Because, Lord, you've promised that you will build your church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Caleb had a claim to his promise. And he comes to Joshua, the captain, the leader, and says, give me this mountain. Therefore, come in prayer to your heavenly Savior, a greater than Joshua, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, give me this mountain. Notice secondly, Caleb's confidence. Caleb, in requesting, give me this mountain, it's clear he does so with boldness and assurance. He comes with confidence to take Hebron, but he does so because God has given him this word. And Caleb, his confidence rests on the word of God. Notice he says this here, verse 9, Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet hath trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord thy God. Verse 10, notice the words, as he said, even since the Lord spake this word. And so Caleb has confidence in the word of God. He comes to claim this land. He comes to claim this inheritance because his confidence rests in the word of God. The details are given in Numbers chapter 14 on through. Read in chapter 14 of Numbers verse 25. We learn, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. So here Caleb has confidence in the word of the Lord. Verse 10, Caleb states that he's resting upon this promise for 45 years. For 45 years, he's held on to the word that God has given to him. For 45 years, he has kept trusting in what God has said would come to pass. Notice verse 7, Caleb says, 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. So when the promise was given to Caleb, he was 40 years old. And now he is 85 years old. And he's been living on the word of God. He's been resting on the word of God. He's been depending on the word of God for 45 years. At the age of 40, here's the land that will be yours. Here's the land that will belong to, that belongs to you. Now, 45 years later, they're in that land. And he says, now it's time. Give me this mountain. It's time for me to take what God has given for me. Not a day went past when Caleb didn't think about his inheritance. A day didn't go past when he didn't claim and enjoy the blessings that God had for him. These promises were given by God's very word. Caleb, 45 years later, did not take his eye off the word of God, but he waited with expectation. He believed the word of God. He believed the promise of God that what God had for him would be given. Verse 10, the Lord hath kept me alive as he said these 40 years. And so Caleb had a promise. And for these 40 years, the Lord has kept him alive to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. Many others who were with Caleb and Joshua back 45 years ago, and longer, they died in the wilderness through unbelief, disobedience. They murmured against the Lord. The details are recorded in Numbers chapter 14, verse 29. They didn't follow the Lord. In fact, we have the account here. When the report was given back, they began to discourage the people, given reasons why they could not enter into the land. The giants and all these other barriers and hindrances and different things. But there was Joshua and Caleb. They understood that they must go on and go forward with God because God has given us the land. And therefore, Caleb is holding, resting, depending upon the word of God. And I say to you in this 2023, keep holding on to the word of God. The promises God has given you regarding this work, regarding a particular ministry, maybe something in your area or a particular family need or a personal situation, keep holding on to the word of God. And maybe you say, but it hasn't come to pass yet. I'm still waiting for it. I urge you, like Caleb, 45 years later, he was still waiting on the word of God to come to pass. God's word had not failed, but in God's own time, God brought him into that place where it was time for him to lay hold on that promise, to see it fulfilled before his very eyes. Remember Luke chapter 2, we read of Simeon. When Simeon came into the temple, he had a promise that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Christ. And remember, whenever he had seen the Lord And he said he had seen God's salvation. He could now say, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. Simeon kept coming to the temple daily because he believed upon the promise. He believed he would see Christ. He believed he would see God's salvation. He was told that he would not die until he had seen God's salvation. And then that day, whenever he seen the Savior, he could now pray, Lord, thy will, thy word has been fulfilled. He, the confidence that he had in the word, he could say, now let thy servant depart in peace. Both Caleb and Simeon had confidence in the word of God. They believed what God had said concerning his word. And therefore, child of God, as we've entered into another year, I urge you, God's word will never fail you. Keep trusting the word of God, for forever his word is settled in heaven, and the counsel of the Lord shall stand sure. His word will never be void. His word will never be backtracked. His word will never be altered. The promises that God has given for this work, the promises that God has given you, lay hold upon them and pray, God, give me now therefore this mountain. You think of the toddler group. Lord, give me this mountain. You think of the children's ministry. Lord, give me this mountain. You think of the Sunday school. Lord, give me this mountain. You think of all the other works in this church or works that will commence. Lord, give me this mountain. Lord, you've given us these. And therefore, this area, let us go in and enlarge our coasts. Let us go into these new areas and seek to see them won for thine honor, for thy glory. Caleb's claim, give me this mountain. And he made this claim because God had told him he would have it. Caleb's confidence, 45 years have passed, and he still is depending upon the word. He knows his God will not fail him. He knows no matter how long it takes, God's word will come to pass. But in those years, Caleb kept trusting the Lord. Notice finally, Caleb's character. The Holy Spirit has recorded this scene, this event, the life of Caleb, for our encouragements. Here is one who lays hold on the word of God. Here is one who depends upon the Lord. Why? Because he follows the Lord. He is a man filled with the Holy Spirit. Caleb asked Joshua, give me this mountain. Why could he do it? Because verse 8, I wholly followed the Lord my God. The same words in verse 9 and verse 14. And these words, wholly followed the Lord, they're wonderful. They're exciting words because it means to close the gap. And isn't that interesting? I have wholly followed the Lord. I have closed the gap. Now, what does that mean? Well, this word, wholly followed, or as the phrase we said, means to close the gap. It is used to a hunter chasing after its prey, and it closes the gap. Or you think of chasing someone. Maybe people like to play a game of chases, and you're chasing after someone. And as they're before you, you're beginning to close the gap. You're beginning to get close. You're following after them. And that's what the word means. To wholly follow the Lord. To close the gap. It means I'm going, following close to the Lord. I'm walking close to the Lord. I live near the Lord. I honor the Lord. I stay close to the Lord. I depend upon his word. And so Caleb's character, he followed the Lord. He stayed close to the Lord. There was that following the Lord all the way. Again, we read Numbers 14, verse 24. Here's what the Lord says himself about Caleb. My servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and hath followed me fully. Him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. There's the Lord's own words about Caleb, a man that hath another spirit. In other words, a man who is filled with the spirit. Caleb stood out among the others because the others lived in doubt. The others lived discouraging other people in going on with God. In other words, in our day, we'd be like this. Let's start a work for God. Well, you know, it's just, who's going to come, really? Or who's going to do this, really? Well, then there's someone's on fire for God. But, well, let's do this for the Lord. I know, but really, I mean, come on now. It'll only last a wee bit. And you can imagine that. Here's Caleb. He wholly follows the Lord. Yet all the other spies, they give excuse after excuse why we could not go into the land, why we shouldn't take what God's given us, why we shouldn't go further and further and further with God. Excuse after excuse. But there was Caleb, a man with another spirit, a man filled with the power of God, who's saying, God has made a way. God has given us this land. Therefore, let's go and claim it for his name's sake. And as he enters into the land, he says, Joshua, God's given me this land. I want to go and claim it. Give me Hebron. Give me my inheritance. Give me my blessing. Give me what's promised. Because for 45 years, I've been longing for it. I've been depending upon it. And now it's time. I say, believer, it's now time to seek the Lord. It's now time to do business with God. It's now time to get busy in God's work, in seeking souls for him, in seeking the furtherance of the gospel in this place, in different works, in different areas, but above all, in closing the gap between you and the Lord. Are you wholly following the Lord? Is there a distance this day between you and the Lord? Maybe you'd say, well, I'm not just as close with God today as I once was. Oh, there was a time the gap was closed. I wholly followed the Lord, but now I begin to slow down. Other things have taken place, yea. I've been even running faster after other things. I'm closing the gap with other things. But when it comes to the Lord, there's that distance. Oh, rededicate your life back to the Lord. You need the infilling of the Holy Spirit, because that's what the Lord is saying about Caleb. He was a man with another spirit. He was empowered. He was infilled. And the one who is empowered, the one who is infilled by the Spirit of God, will be that one who will go on and go forward with God, who will want to be in the place of blessing, who will want to be where God's name is honored, where God's name is preached, where God's work goes forward, to get involved. And therefore, believer, how long has it been since you've claimed the promises of God? How long has it been since you've got in prayer with the Lord? Maybe this Christmas season, these last number of weeks, there's been little time spent with the Lord because so many other things have taken priority. Oh, I say, in this new year, close the gap. Follow the Lord. Because Caleb said, give me this mountain. And the one who's following the Lord will want to be enriched and be blessed by the Lord. Caleb said to Joshua, give me this mountain. He had a claim to it. He had confidence in it. And then he had the character to ask for this request because he was following the Lord. Every single day, he was following the Lord. And I pray, believer, that this new year, that all the promises that God has given you, you will claim them. And you will do so with confidence in the Word of God. And you will have the characteristic as following the Lord fully, closing the gap. And that's what we need today. The gap closed. The gap close between you and the Lord. And may the Lord write his word upon our heart for his name's sake. Amen.